Inside the Disney Vault. This is the podcast where we went through every single Disney animated movie in chronological order, and then we talked about it, and then we went through Pixar, and this season we're going through Disney Channel original movies. I'm Rachel.
I'm Claire.
And I'm Oscar.
Wow. This area of the vault. What are you guys seeing?
I see rain.
Oh, yeah. I see really weird, jazz shoes, honestly. That's what I see.
Jazz shoes. I see a plaid cat.
Well, we must be talking about
Pixel Perfect.
Welcome to the year 2004, everyone. Had you seen this movie before?
Yes. Nope.
Rachel, yes. Oscar, no. I don't think so.
Oh.
No, this was new to me.
I remember not liking it.
You remember not liking it? Interesting.
But it does star, a childhood crush.
Oh, what a dreamboat.
Oh. Yeah, Ricky Ullman. At the time, he was Ricky Ullman. Now he goes by Raviv
Ullman. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So he was in a TV show called Phil of the Future.
Phil of the Future. Is that on Disney Plus?
Dreamboat. I haven't seen it on there, but I hope it will be soon. I remember liking that show. Yeah. So let's get into some smart housekeeping about Pixel Perfect. It premiered on January 16th, 2004. Screenplay by Neil Schusterman. Story by Alan Sachs and Neil Schusterman. Directed by Mark A.Z. DePay. Theme music by Philip Marshall.
He's back, baby!
He's back. But also, we've got a lot more music in this as well. They released a CD on Walt Disney Records, and it had 8 tracks performed by a lot of different people, many of them the Zeta Bytes. So there's a lot of music in this fine film.
Yeah, but is that children singing that music or grown-ass adults singing for children?
What?
That's a good point.
Like a kids bop?
No, I'm just talking about how bad the songs were.
There's one song that I really love.
We'll get to it,
but I am obsessed with it.
We don't have a ton of info about this movie.
Okay, sorry.
But I do have a budget. Any guesses?
$5 million.
Not far off. $4 million.
Wow. Yeah, because if you go above 5, then it's like not indie, right?
Right, it's a blockbuster.
I mean, just think of all the digital effects they had to have for this one. Yeah. They had to have a digital woman in this movie.
Yeah, this wasn't an actress. This is really
was a real hologram. So, oh boy. Yeah, they're really, that's really it. There really isn't anything. I don't even know where they filmed it. That's normally something we have at least. One of the many Disney studios across the world.
I'm going to assume it's Canada.
Feels very Canadian to me. Are there any repeat offenders in Pixel Perfect? There are a couple of faces that I'm like, I feel are familiar faces, but I don't quite know where I've seen them. Phil of the Future.
The drummer in the band, we'll see her again really soon.
Interesting, because she's the one that I was like, I feel like I've seen her before in something.
I've seen her too. I think she also might be in commercials.
She's in a lot of stuff in the early 2000s, but she is in another DCOM coming up.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Also, what's his face? Here, well, I have the cast here. So, Raviv Ullman as Roscoe.
I love him.
Then we have Leah Pipes as Samantha. Spencer Redford as Loretta Modern. Mm-hmm. Chris Williams as Daryl Phibbs, who I also recognize, and I don't know it from, but I'll look it up. Tanya Gunati as Cindy. Brett Cullen as Xander. Then we have Nate Stevens as Max McAllister. I don't remember all these characters. Joyce Cohen as Dr. McAllister. Anthony DiMaria as Weldon Giles. And Max Robinson as Moxley.
What happened to the other girl? Rachel?
Oh, right.
Rachel.
I think that one's not on the list, but I think that might be the one. Let me look it up.
She's the only one not put in the cast
list.
It's
so weird. It's weird because I go off of two.
Shaking my damn head.
I go off of two different cast lists, and one of them had even fewer listed. So let's.
But Rachel is in the Zetabyte. She's the main character.
I know. Well, while I'm looking for that, really funny thing on IMDb is there were a lot of very positive reviews about this, like 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10. Very funny to me to see that.
Well, at the time, I guess it was like an interesting concept because, you know, we were still at the time when everyone was obsessed with the interwebs.
This I know. Listen, the internet was only like, 5 years old at this point? So it's still fairly new.
So like, Rachel's...
What's it like?
Sorry. Character Rachel is played by Portia Coleman.
Okay.
Portia, yes.
No disrespect.
Yes.
Didn't mean any disrespect.
Portia. Give it up to this episode is dedicated to Portia.
Portia.
It is.
She has a great character name.
She does. And her vibe is cool. I like her little character game. As little as we saw it, I dug her vibe.
Yeah. Do you want to get into Pixel?
Let's get into
download
Pixel
it.
Perfect. Let's download it. So Pixel Perfect, classic DCOM. We start right away. We've got like this computer nerd kind of guy, and he's video chatting with his best friend. So this is Roscoe talking to Samantha, and they're video chat. Like, this was before its time, I think.
This is like
are they on a
time.
Zoom call?
Yeah, I think they may have been the very first Zoom call.
It looked like a FaceTime. You know how you can do FaceTime on your computer? That's what it looked like.
So maybe
it was a FaceTime.
But still, the very first FaceTime.
Yeah. He's got a holographic cat, and they're talking about an audition that they've got coming up. So Samantha has a band called the Zetabytes. And we find out that this technology that Roscoe's using for the holographic cat is his dad's technology. And his dad says, this is not a toy. But dad is not doing anything with it. Like, it's his job of some kind.
Yeah, he's like developing it, but he's not ready to show the world.
He's scared.
The technological progress, because there's a little snag in this little holographic technology, which is you can't go outdoors.
Yeah.
You can't go outdoors with it. You can do a whole concert, full-fledged, realistic, lifelike hologram, but you cannot go outdoors.
Yeah. It's not like nowadays when you can get a hologram of your dad, your dead dad, and ship it out to an island for your birthday.
Exactly. Or have one perform at Coachella.
Oh, yes. Which is outdoors. Notoriously outdoors.
Notoriously. Infamously outdoors.
I mean, if there's one thing to know about Coachella,
it's outdoors.
Absolutely. So Roscoe meets his friends at the audition. It's in this sort of like dark club place, and he's like their groupie kind of.
I think their tech guy.
I guess he's their tech guy because he's filming, and he's like a friend, you know, friend of the band.
Roadie, if you will.
Roadie, that's the word I'm looking
there's
for.
A little something going on with Roscoe and Samantha.
Oh yeah, very obvious.
He made her that holographic cat or hologram cat because she's allergic.
Oh, but... right. And he's like, that's okay because it's a hologram.
Yeah.
So you're not allergic. So they start their audition, but they get cut off before anything really happens. And the guy,
No. You are not going to gloss over my favorite part of the whole movie. sorry
well,
to interrupt you, but let's rewind a couple of seconds, because before the Zetabytes show up, there's a group... No, you're right. It didn't happen yet.
No, it didn't.
Oh, okay.
It's
now
right
I know
afterwards.
It didn't happen. So apologies for
okay.
that.
No,
but he is interrupted.
No problem. I mean, really, it's just that they barely get into their song. They're actually doing very well, but the
They're owner fine,
cuts them off.
But something that really bothered me as a kid and still bothers me today is clearly this is a middle-aged woman's voice coming out of a child's voice, and I can't. Disney Channel does this so often. They like they don't hire kids that can sing, or they don't trust that their kids can sing, and so they get these grown-ass adults singing for them. It happens in like. It happens in the first High School Musical. It happens in Camp Rock. It happens so often in Disney Channel original movies, and I'm mad about it. And I could that.
Wait, are you then saying that Vanessa Hudgens isn't singing in High School
No, no,
Musical?
No. She is, but someone else is not singing for themselves in the original High School Musical. But we will get to it. Put a big pin in that.
Okay, because that's a that's controversy. That's hashtag controversy right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, Samantha
is not. I
think
I'm so used to it that I don't even hear it. I'm yeah. so used to
how would you
thinking.
Describe the how would you describe Zetabytes? Like, what kind of music do they play?
Like a rock band.
Like ooh, like, okay, so like, I don't know if they have these around, but like, I think Disney Quest, which was the Disney's inside theme park that was all VR, they had this one area where you could make a music video or like a song.
God.
And it was just like sample songs that you sing or like you put together, and it's that's what it is. It's like sample songs. For like
Rachel coming in with the what the I was not expecting these punches. Rachel's been freaking giving this movie.
Hey, I didn't like it as a kid, and I came in wanting to like it as an adult, and I we'll get to it, we'll put a pin in it, but yeah, this music just reminds me of like stock sounding, yes. You know, stock songs.
Very true, yeah. Very true. I will say that it does feel very Ashley Simpson to me. Like, a lot of this music is very like pieces of me.
Oh,
like,
it was probably about the same time.
Monday, I'm waiting.
So on that note, the owner says, hey, it's not about sound anymore. It's about image. So he asks if Samantha can dance. Which mm-hmm. is so awkward.
And she says, I don't dance. No, I can't. No, just kidding. She doesn't do that.
Well, she tries, but he cuts them off and says, you know, next. And I think, Oscar, you'll want to say what's
I
next.
I mean, next is wet toilet. Which is a misprint. Obviously, he meant moist toilet. But instead he said moist towelette. Which is like, why would you name your band Moist Towelette? Like, why? That's not any better than Moist Toilet. I would say Moist Toilet is a better name than Moist Towelette. Moist Towelette, what the hell? What you trying to say?
It's they're the people that come and clean up the messes, you know? Would you like, you know, those little pack when you order barbecue?
Yeah, but it's like, why would you name a band after that? It just feels crazy. Because
they
but
came in and cleaned up the mess of Zetabytes.
I guess so. But you know what? They certainly did, because that song is my favorite fucking song.
It's the best
goodbye song. It's so good.
Don't give me that in.
It's like truly dun, dun, dun. A bop.
It's very dream. Or
yes!
play.
Yes, Rachel. Yeah. Yes, Rachel. That's who they sound like. They sound exactly like he loves me.
He loves me. They even do the dancing. They had like, well, the costumes were not great, but it was like, you know, just a tank top, but different colors.
I'm telling you, Moist Towelette is what Dream was before Dream was Dream.
Yeah, yeah. I did like this song. This song was a banger, but also because it sounded like teenagers were singing it.
That's true. That's a good point. It did remind me, it had like a little like Cheetah Girls flavor in there.
Yeah, but it's did so you funny. Listen to the lyrics of it though, because it sounded when they sing it later in the movie, it sounds inappropriate. It sounds like it a 17 year old girl being like, get out of here, you're too old for me.
Yep. Yes, I caught those lyrics and I was like, oh.
Yeah, it seemed,
okay, Moist Towelette.
It seems a little groomery, I don't know.
The name Moist Towelette is so opposite of the name Dream. It's so funny to me that they're a similar sound.
Don't ever listen, if you're ever forming a band, don't ever put the word moist in it. It's
I just
not
don't put moist anywhere.
I mean, Towelette, I would argue, is also a bad word.
Okay,
to
fine.
Be in a band
would you
name.
Rather would you rather be in a group called Moist or Towelette?
Oh, you know what it was?
I'd say Moist, because that would get the people going.
No. Nobody wants a girl group with Moist in the title.
No. You know what it was? It probably was a thing where they wrote this and they put it like in parentheses, like a dreamlike band, and they were trying to think of a name and they couldn't. So then it was like down to the last day, they were eating barbecue for lunch and they were like, well, what can we name this band? And then they look over and they see a Moist Towelette and they're like, Moist Towelette.
It was an I Love Lamp moment.
Yes.
They couldn't just be named barbecue.
No, it's too on the nose, because they were eating barbecue, you know?
Knows. Yeah, because they have to be writers. Writers have to be inspired. They can't just...
And if they're like a dreamlike group, why can't they be like Nightmare or like Sleepy Time or like Sleepy Girls or like
Fantasy or...
Yes, or like, yeah, it's like...
Emotion.
Yeah.
NyQuil.
I would prefer NyQuil over moist towel.
NyQuil. Well, okay, so... Sam gets sad about this, and Roscoe goes to chat with her, and he says, you know, maybe someone else should sing her songs, which is like, what? Oh, okay. But they're close enough friends that she sees it as a support. So
yeah, but that's rude.
Yeah.
It is.
Because they're bending their band to the whims of this, like, really gross dude.
Yeah. But it's also like, you know, when you're, like, feeling self-conscious about something, you're like, well, I don't know, maybe I should quit. And they're like, well, you know, maybe we could try something else that you can do. And it's like, oh, so you agree that I should quit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so Dad infers that Roscoe and Sam are more than just friends, but he's, like, kind of only half listening. Yeah. But, of course, Roscoe is sort of defensive. But.
Yeah, and his excuse is, well, she's grumpy.
She's and who's a grumpy?
It's because she's a person with feelings, sir. I was, like, very mad at him.
Well, it doesn't feel like the dad has any, like, emotions.
He seemed like he was on, like, a Bluetooth phone call when he was talking to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Like, yeah, he was not like, listening to him.
Yeah.
I got to take this.
But it seems like Roscoe does like her, but she has too many emotions for him.
She's too much of a person.
Yeah, he wants a robot. And
so the band decides to hold auditions for a new singer.
This
front
is
person.
Great. That person who's like screaming.
It's like scream poetry girl. She's like screaming poetry about school.
Honestly, this goes up in the same level as 10 Things I Hate About You poem.
Yes. Okay, excuse me.
This is like up there. I'm telling you, it's not better than 10 Things I Hate About You.
But it's better not be saying it's better than the 10 Things I Hate About You.
No, but it's like close.
No, it is close. It's a close second, I think.
I can't even remember what it was, but it was like schoolwork. Yes, it was. Oh my God. So then we get an Irish step dancer. Then we get a bad guitarist, singer, songwriter.
Aww. Who's also a fan.
Yeah, that was also cute. That was like, I've always wanted to be in your band. I'm so happy that you finally
but
have this.
But she made a cardinal error, which was to say, I'll do anything to join. It's like, you don't say that.
Yeah,
you don't
gotta
say
be
that.
Cool. Oh, you gotta keep it cool.
Too thirsty.
That's why I'm not getting any auditions, because I'm saying, I'll do anything for this.
I will do anything. Yeah, that worries people.
Dang. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Roscoe turns on his little computer devicey and sends his fembot up the stairs. And here she comes. She's this girl who creepily glides in, and she's amazing.
She also sounds like a 35-year-old woman.
Well, she sounds like a weird robot, which is like interesting choice. And I'm gonna say choice with a capital C H.
Yes, I agree. Oh, I thought it. Yes, I agree. It was a choice. But the first thing is, she requests to sing a song called "Nothing's Wrong with Me." And the band plays it, and she sings it, and oh, wow, she's amazing. But then we find out very quickly that she's a hologram.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sarah goes to shake her hand and trips through her.
This was great. Samantha.
Samantha. Why did I say Sarah?
I don't know.
Basically the same.
Same thing. Samantha is a hot mess. She is clumsy.
She is very clumsy.
Yeah. She is. Yeah. Yes. Put a pin in that.
Clumsy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they
but
like
I
check
will
out-
say, sorry to go back a little bit, but there was a moment where she was like, well, can you dance to Loretta? And Loretta's like, of course I can. And then does this air split and then starts to do what I think is gymnastics. And that's my problem.
Yeah.
With just dancing, or what people think dancing is. They just think dancing is a bunch of tricks, and it's like, no,
no
girl.
She does not seem like a dancer to me at all, but everyone thinks she's an amazing dancer. She jerks her body around a lot and does a lot of flips.
Girl.
Yeah.
And those jazz shoes. Ooh, a miss for me, dog.
It just feels like someone who doesn't know dancing explaining dancing to you.
So they all kind of check her out and they're like, wow, amazing, this is great. But of course Sam immediately is like, okay, so at home at Roscoe's house, he screens Sam's phone call while he's working on the hologram.
Whoa, I didn't know that was really what it was. Screening calls.
Mm-hmm.
Screen.
I guess we don't do that anymore because we don't have answering machines.
Mm-mm. Well,
that
I
we can
do
hear out loud.
I do not accept any phone calls anymore. So I guess I screen every call.
That's true. I'm the same way.
Yeah, because if
who
it's a number,
the
I don't.
Phone?
No.
A lot of people
you
do.
Answer a strange
crazy.
Number.
I do answer the phone, but I just if it's someone I know. But if
yeah.
it's a strange number, I'm not answering it.
No, because it's always a robot.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to a robot unless
it's always
Loretta.
Loretta. Always Loretta.
I would answer Loretta's calls.
Yeah.
So he's trying to give her a hand or program a hand for her, I think. Because
oh, yeah,
because
yeah, she stuck like... her hand outside.
Okay. I guess
yeah.
I missed. And was it because, no one can touch her because she's a hologram?
Yeah,
but she's just reprogrammed because she ruined her hand.
Yeah, she can't go outside. As soon as you go outside, then you disappear, and she stuck her hand outside. And
right, because the thing about Loretta is that she's intelligent. I mean, he says it. Her brain is hardwired into the internet, so that's where she gets the fact. Cross it off your list, please. But there's something about Loretta that looks outside and is very curious by the outside mm-hmm. world. So she goes through the window and she like sticks her hand out the window and then it gets digitized, you know? And so that's why she needs a new hand. Because
yeah,
she was too smart. Curious.
Yeah, she's smart in terms of knowing stuff on the internet, but not in terms of knowing the world.
Yeah, she's internet smart, not street smart.
Exactly. So at school, Roscoe tells Sam that they've got a gig at the school dance on Saturday with Loretta, which is both exciting. And then also Sam is very resentful already because then we go to the show and Loretta's doing her tricks and her flips. And it's...
Would you listen to this band?
No.
I mean, if I had to because I was there, I suppose.
No.
I wouldn't go to the dance.
You wouldn't be a Zeta Byte fan?
I get mad when there's a live band at dances because they almost never play what you want to play. And then it's also not the original songs and you're expecting the certain parts of the song that you would dance to, you know?
Mm.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of live music.
Okay, so would you be a fan of this band if Loretta was doing some stunts?
No, 100%
no.
Well, everybody in this crowd is very wowed by it. They are all cheering her on. It is the most amazing thing they've ever seen. Even though she is not dancing, they all think she's amazing.
She does like a flip.
She does like a triple flip.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Crazy.
She's clearly in a harness and just spinning around. It's like not even cute to look at because it very much does look like a human being struggling to flip around a harness. I don't know.
It looks, I mean, it also has like a weird sort of like digitized kind of like non-human quality to it because she's not human, but everybody loves it. I mean, it would be something though to see that, I think. I don't think I could be like, oh, whoa, that's nothing because that's something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the music is bad. Flips?
The music is bad.
Well, those flips are something, but this music is not good.
She was dressed exactly like Hannah Montana at one point.
You're right.
Yeah, it's like the white outfit with like a red jacket over her. That's a very Hannah Montana look. Plus, she's blonde, so I was getting very Hannah Montana vibes from her pre Hannah Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if this was Miley Cyrus singing, I would for sure want to watch her flip around a stage. But
they should remake this with Miley Cyrus.
They should.
I'm sure she would love that.
Yeah,
too.
She would love it.
I think they did remake this kind of in the Black Mirror episode.
Oh, yeah.
Miley
Cyrus.
God, you're right.
They
you're
did.
So right.
Also, this is very then. Julie and the Phantoms on Netflix.
I haven't seen it.
She's it's a Kenny Ortega show. It's very cute where she has a band, but it's actually ghosts. I think I've talked about it on this podcast before.
I think so, because I think I was like, oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, but the thing is, everyone thinks that they're holograms, because holograms are okay nowadays. Like, people are get it, right? But mm-hmm. really, they're ghosts.
Ghosts are still not okay to have in
ghosts
your band.
Are not okay, but holograms for sure.
We'll get to ghosts one day. We'll accept one day. The ghosts.
I
the
can't band. Wait.
So, Sam sadly plays guitar. Loretta does her triple backflip. Roscoe then in the next scene at home is trying to take photos of Loretta, but he can't because she's not really there. So they come out all funky. And he's really giving off vibes like he likes Loretta.
Oh, he's definitely wanting to get with this hologram.
100%.
It's real creepy.
It's so weird. So this kid at school tells Roscoe that his dad's project is going to be shut down. But I don't know if he says it at this point, but eventually he says, but if they set up like a double date with Loretta, he'll talk to his mom in order to keep the project going. So there's a little bit of like a complicated setup there. But Sam writes some new lyrics to match their new image. And Roscoe then asks Sam out to dinner for this double date. But
it's
at first,
so
she's
rude.
Yeah, because so rude.
He makes it sound like they want, like, he's like, you want to go on a date? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, can it be a double date? Because secretly, I need to be there for Loretta.
Ugh. And it's so clear that these two like each other, but they just won't bite the bullet.
Yeah.
So
well,
it's sad that they keep having false.
It's clear
starts.
That she likes him and he does like her, but he doesn't think she's good enough for him.
That's right, because there's this whole perfection thing.
Yeah.
So at the diner, Roscoe keeps talking for Loretta, and everything goes kind of funky, and then Roscoe gets a phone call, and Loretta starts glitching out, and her, like, lips become big, and her feet turn to jello.
I like the guy who sees her and starts choking on his sandwich, because what would you do if, like, there was just a person with three lips all of a sudden?
I would be like, do we need to go to the hospital? How did this happen? What's going on?
I would say, Holly weird, am I right?
I would be like, wait, what's in this sandwich?
What's it? Yeah.
I won't have.
Yeah, don't give me what she... Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. So Max, the other kid, keeps trying to touch Loretta's hands also, but that's a no-no because she doesn't have hands.
She doesn't have hands.
She has the illusion of hands. And so dad... Oh, this is when dad calls his... Dad calls Roscoe because he's been changing the holographic programs. And this is when Loretta goes bananas. And then the scene kind of ends. And Roscoe goes to Sam's house the next day. And Sam's mom is playing guitar for no apparent reason. Because
it's like, oh, her mom is talented too. That's where she got her love of music from.
Yeah, but then the mom says, but Samantha's way better than me.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, what is the point just for her to be like, my daughter's
I
great.
Think it's to show that she can play so that later in the movie when she plays for the band, it's like, oh, the mom, that's the mom.
Mm. Right, right.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be like, you know, even though she might be talented, the fact that she can't dance is a problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We all have our own strengths, not to moral the story. But so Sam and Loretta are, quote, studying together. But really, Sam tells Loretta she's not real and she hasn't experienced anything. And then Loretta says some real cruel things to Sam.
Loretta?
Really
fat-phobic.
Mean. Oh, my God.
Yeah, not nice. Not nice. And
yeah, you're right, Rachel. Really fat-phobic stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. And then also she tells Sam that... Roscoe screens her phone calls, which is so rude.
So rude. Why is she
got
so
an
mean?
Attitude, the internet. So what site did she get that attitude from is what I want to know.
Brats.com.
Hotornot.com.
PerezHilton.com.
Yeah, literally.
So Sam wrote a new song, and then we cut to the band performing for Moxie. What's his name? The dude who owns the
honestly
club.
Who cares.
Moxler. And they get a spot to perform because they're amazing now because they have this holographic girl that everyone thinks is a real girl. And Loretta lives in this jar thing, but after this audition they like left her at the club.
Rude.
But then Roscoe runs to go get her through the rain, And then Loretta says, it must be wonderful to feel the rain. Because that's what, is that what you, we didn't really mention it yet, but Loretta very much speaks like a robot.
It's annoying.
Yeah, I said that earlier. Someone. I was like, yeah, yeah. She has a weird robot voice, and that's a choice. Like I said, choice.
Which is so weird because we know she's not real. They could have humanized her a bit.
Well, it's like, listen, if you are going to sing like a normal 50-year-old woman, it's like, why can't you sound like a normal 50-year-old woman? It's like,
right.
Wait, it's just so odd to, again, like it I said, it's a choice.
Remind us that she is not human.
It's like when British people talk, it's like, I'm British, I talk like this. But when I sing like this. It's like they don't have an accent when they sing. It's a very bizarre thing.
Holograms are the same way.
I did see a TikTok about why they do that. And it's because we overpronounce, we say things long or something like we're singing. And British people are very short, which is they're like, hey, mate, get it.
Interesting.
So when they're singing,
so we talk
they're holding
like we sing?
Yeah, we're singers.
Ooh, American accents are the songbird accents.
Does it have to do with vowels too? Because I know in singing, really all you're doing is pronouncing vowels.
My.
You can tell everybody this is your song. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about
that. Mark it off your list, Claire just saying. Claire just saying.
I did it for the bingo.
I've been singing.
Really stretched. Sam goes to see Roscoe, but he isn't home.
This is sad.
So Sam kind of peers through Roscoe's records and sees all the makeup of Loretta, and that certain parts from different records are what make up her voice, and then her image is made up of different photos.
And then she sees photos of herself, but then he crosses off how much of her that he uses.
And it went from like 10% to 4% of her eyebrows or something like
that.
It's
yeah.
so funny so that specific. The first picture we see and the body part associated is shoulders.
Yeah. He likes her shoulders.
Was really building his perfect woman every little bit.
I don't know. I've never looked at anybody's shoulders and been like, I love the shoulders.
That's the first thing I look at is some
But also, is he pulling 4% of her shoulders and then 96% of someone else's shoulders? Or is that her whole body is 4% her shoulders?
I thought it was like, of the shoulders, 4% are hers, 2% are this other person. 13% of this, so it's
because that folder should have been bigger. If he's only pulling 4% from one person, it just didn't make sense.
That's a lot of different people.
Yeah, we don't know the science behind pixel perfect. So
also I will say this is another example of DCOMs thinking that only blonde girls are the prettiest girls in the world. I'm over it, Sam.
Heard about that.
Over it. So there's a big record company, and the Big Cheese is showing up to this show that the band is performing at. And they play, but Sam confronts Roscoe about using her to make Loretta. And I don't even remember how this interaction goes.
Oh, doesn't he tell her that he used her ears? That was the only part that he kept?
Her again, ears? I don't get this. Like, this feels like a weird Army Hammer, like,
I used your ears,
cannibal,
my favorite part
weird
of the body.
Stuff. Like, let me eat your body part sort of thing.
I don't notice ears.
Me neither.
If someone had some nice ears.
But what does that mean?
Yeah.
Real nice
I know
ears.
Big ears.
Very,
I know long. I know stuck out ears. But
ears that hear really well. It's not so much about the looks. It's about the function.
Okay. She does have great ears.
Claire on a first date is just giving people ear exams.
I'm like, but what does this music sound like to you? Like, describe it. How well can you hear it?
Those like those things where it's like, well, what ear do you hear it out of? Right or left?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's like, let's make a toast. And when our glasses clink, which side do you hear? Like,
I want perfect pitch or nothing.
Oh, wow.
So outside, there's a... they perform, Loretta does her flips and they defy gravity again.
But she glitches.
she glitches because outside a satellite goes haywire and like falls apart. And so she...
It's the same storm from Full Court Miracle.
Yes.
Oh.
Because it all exists in the same universe. Mm-hmm. Which is why purple goo tastes really good in this universe, too.
That's true. And also the can of worm storm. Because there's a satellite there, too.
Oh, yes.
So see, they're all we're figuring it out.
Drinking purple goo in a storm, doing flips. And then she glitches out. And the crowd at first doesn't know what to think, but then they think it's awesome. A holographic lead person, amazing.
Yeah.
So Daryl, who's the guy from the record company, calls Mr. Giles for Harsh Tone's next media sensation. So the record company is called Harsh Tone, which doesn't sound good.
How many times do you think in real life someone calls someone is like, I found the next great person. Listen to this.
And then it's just everyone knows that's how deals are made. It's right there. It's like, I know this is our next big act.
Listen.
I also have to say that guy showed up in the middle of Moist Towelette's song. And I was so offended for them.
Yeah.
I was like, this is hella rude. You show up so late. You barely heard the magic of that magic song.
Well, he probably
was
like,
weird.
What's this band's name? Moist Hella. Oof, no, we can't say
yeah,
that.
He's like, I'm going to miss this one.
They can rebrand.
they did to become Dream.
Yeah.
They ended up, they are the ones who won.
Yeah.
They're the real winners of this story.
Do you remember their MTV Cribs and they were all living in the same bedroom with bunk beds?
No, that's sad.
Because I don't think any of them actually had a house. I think it was like one of their parents' houses and they all had beds, but it wasn't really where they lived. It was just something they had kind of made for the show. Anyway, they had two sets of bunk beds. It was very funny. So
fun for one day.
Yeah. They had fun for a day. So there was there's a montage of like outfits and interviews and things. And just as someone watching, I feel like I never got to meet or like learn about the other band members at all.
No.
Like I don't know what their deals are.
They were
are.
Just there for, sad to say, diversity and then, you know, seen not heard.
Yeah, and then
that's very true.
Yeah,
it's very sad because they were great. I like them a lot, especially the drummer. I really like her.
Hello,
yeah,
there she is.
So cute.
Love her.
That's the thing is that it was a very good band to start with, but then somebody just started messing with their image. So we get this like very cable news kind of argument about like what's next, holographic pets, which is very silly. Because most people think it's cool that there's a hologram, but obviously it's controversial. And then we're in the studio. Everybody's real happy. The whole team working for them is real happy. And then Dad examines Loretta and marvels at how Roscoe did it and compliments him, which is, you know, a big deal. Wow, compliment from Dad. And Dad wants more, even though Loretta helped save Dad's job because of that whole, like, double date setup situation. And Roscoe gets angry with his dad. He walks out. And then Loretta, we find out, wrote a song. But her song is just a mashup of other song lyrics that exist. And so this
which,
is where we
that's actually a One Direction song. They did that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never heard it. Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
I want to hear it. So, well, Loretta's is not good because one thing we learn about her is she knows everything. She has access to information, but she doesn't know how to synthesize it in a way that is human because she's not human. So, you know, she doesn't understand the sort of nuances of things. And Loretta gets kind of difficult with Roscoe and says that she wants to go to Japan. And we know that she can't go outside.
Okay, well, I just want to know what's the deal with her. Because she's obsessed with going to Japan. And then also she keeps wearing this, like, kimono style or this, like, Asian style shirt.
God. I think it was just, I hated that. Like, the Chinese, like, dress top, like, top, the collar was so, like, Chinese silk dress.
That, I mean, I know that was, like, a big thing in the early 2000s, which, I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't age well. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it doesn't age well. But then also she's like super obsessed with going to Japan. I'm just like wondering what her deal is. Like, what did Roscoe put in her mix?
The internet. I mean,
she's obsessed with Asian culture.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What is she, Gwen Stefani?
Yeah. Oh, no, let's not.
I mean, where's the lie? I'll say it. I said it in my other podcast.
Yeah, I know.
So she can't go outside, but she is determined. So she uploads herself to the internet, but it's like a weird version of this like internet superhighway thing.
This gave Wreck-It Ralph, Ralph Breaks the Internet.
I know, for sure.
So much. So she finds this like trucker guy who picks her up, and then she eventually attaches herself.
Oh, he's an engine? He has a
search engine. Mm-hmm.
It's very chaotic, this part. It's very, it's overwhelming. So she attaches herself to an email, and then Loretta emails herself to Samantha, of all places, and then asks her to plug her into her data cell, which is her little thermos thing that she lives in.
Yeah.
And Roscoe shows up upset because Loretta is gone in the net and he can't find her. And Sam says that Roscoe's in love with her because he designed her to be his perfect girl.
Creepy.
Which is true.
Yeah. I mean, anybody could have told. I mean, everyone could see that.
Yeah.
It's true.
But he's like, what? No, I don't want to sleep with my hologram. What are you talking about?
I mean, yeah, she's a perfect woman, and I love everything about her. But Otis, no. So Roscoe has a little chat with his dad, a little heart-to-heart, if you will. And he asks why his dad never got married again. And dad says he was looking for perfection. But guess what? People aren't perfect.
That's not true. I'm perfect.
Everyone... No one but Rachel is perfect.
True.
Sorry, I can't be perfect.
So you can marry Roscoe.
And I would.
Just that kidding. Well.
Not Roscoe, but Raviv. I would, for sure.
So Roscoe. Okay, so Roscoe has a little scene with Loretta, and he describes like being on a date and dancing to her because she can't feel things, she can't experience things. He tries to touch her.
He's like watching her. She's watching. I assume, and I could be wrong here, Lawrence of Arabia.
It's The Barbarian from 1933, starring Ramon Navarro and Myrna Loy. Apparently.
Okay, well there you go, Barbarian. And she's like, what is love? While he's like grabbing her face, which was such a thing people did back in the 30s or whenever this movie was made. Just like forcefully grabbing this woman's face and being like, ah, swoon. I'm like, oh God, really, girl?
Yeah. Also just funny that that movie was on. Like, was he watching it or did she choose it? I don't know.
Who knows?
Maybe they're film history buffs.
They were like, listen, we don't have to pay royalties for this because it's that old. So let's just play it.
It was from the 30s, so yeah, probably. So he tries to touch her cheek but can't because she doesn't have a cheek. She's a hologram.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, can you feel that? And she says, no, which of course is disappointing to him because he thought he was getting somewhere with his hologram. lost my place. Here we go. So Sam, we see watching a video of Loretta and tries copying her moves.
Oh, this is sad. She's also very clumsy in this moment, too.
Yeah.
So Dad and Roscoe go to a meeting at Harshtone Records with Mr. Giles, and they want to open up a hologram department. They think this is amazing. And they actually purchased Loretta from Skygraph, the company Dad works for. But, of course, Roscoe's upset by this because Loretta is his creation / girlfriend. They say, like, we're going to make a hologram for everybody. It's, like, better than having actual artists because we don't have to pay them. We don't have to feed them, gulp, which is, like, gulp, yikes. Whoa.
Gulp.
Okay. And then finally, though, Dad says, you know, just because we can doesn't mean that we should. I think the dad says that. Somebody says that. And Loretta deserves to be treated with dignity. So they're going to take Loretta for some tests for some, what they call it? Like a task force on ethics, I think was what it was. Hologram ethics, which is, this is all moving very quickly. And Roscoe tells Dad that he's proud to be his son. And then Daryl has a little chat with Loretta and decides that he's going to free himself and Loretta from Harsh Tone Records, because Daryl kind of hinted that he himself was under a very unfair contract.
Hinted? He basically was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he said a really...
Yeah. He gently suggested that he wasn't happy.
He was like, I had a platinum album, but I received no money because I had a really shitty contract.
Yeah. That's like, I think, the only time they've ever sworn in a DCOM.
Yeah.
So.
He's like, it was really shitty.
This is a shitty. You're like, fuck this place. Yeah, you're right. I've totally forgot. Well, because he said he had a bad contract and then became an executive, even though he didn't have a good
experience. He's like, if I can't beat him, I'm gonna join them. So yeah. I'm gonna be the one fucking over people.
He's gonna get his money back.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But Loretta has taught him that, you know, it's time for them both to leave the record industry or this record label. So again, Loretta enters the information superhighway. And Daryl tells the band what he did, and Roscoe that he resigned, but Loretta is in the net somewhere, so he doesn't have her anymore. And Sam has an idea for their next show because they don't have Loretta to perform with them. What's her idea?
Put on a wig.
Put on a Hannah Montana wig.
Yeah.
And pretend to be Loretta and try to dance / do cartwheels.
She does okay.
She seems to be having fun. She does okay until she does a cartwheel
off the stage.
I mean, dramatic way.
No one loses her wig.
No one catches her. Her wig flies off. Everyone steps out of the way so that she falls directly on the ground.
Gets knocked unconscious. Y'all. I lost it at this point watching it. I was screaming.
Just the way that it was edited was so funny to me, because she cartwheels and then falls. It's super slow motion.
So
and then they
slow.
Cut to a shot of the empty floor and you think, oh, we're going to see her fall to the ground. No, it's her wig that falls. And you're like, huh? And then you see her just lying flat on the floor, people trying to wake her up. But then there's like glitter everywhere too and like confetti. And they're trying to brush the confetti off their face because we need to get that clear shot of her face being passed out. So it was a lot. It was a lot.
This movie already had a strange tone, but this just took it to a whole other place. Oh my gosh. So the next thing, she's in a coma in the hospital.
Yeah.
Because of the cartwheel.
That hard.
Also, she didn't do like a full power cartwheel. I feel like at any point she could have, you know,
I think she's pretending
herself
to be in a coma because she's so embarrassed.
I listen. Honestly, I'm mad at you.
Just keep sleeping.
Loretta somehow shows up in like the machinery or so. She shows up at the hospital room.
Oh yeah, she's downloaded. She's an email to Roscoe, and Roscoe downloads her, and then she's like, hey, what's up? I was just in Japan shopping. What's wrong?
And they're like, everyone, and they all blame her for missing the concert, and like, this is her fault. It's so wild. This is so wild.
Yeah.
So Loretta, you know, takes it upon herself to fix this. So she goes into the heart machinery because, you know, Samantha's hooked up to all these machines, and she goes inside of Sam's brain.
And it's dark and sad, and Sam is sitting there on the ground.
Busking.
Yeah,
she's sitting. She's like huddled in front of her broken guitar,
and she's like, "Play a song." She's like, "I can't. It's broken." And then Loretta fixes the guitar. And then she strums a line or whatever. And then Samantha's like, huh? And then transforms into a nice, beautiful garden.
Green and magical. And Loretta says, you know, so they have this little moment where Loretta tells Sam that having to learn something is better because you earned it. And, you know, like, I'm just programmed to know things and that doesn't mean anything. But for you, like, it's got substance. And Loretta hates the word perfect because she feels limited by her perfection. So Sam wakes up only it's Loretta.
That's like a pretty person commenting, saying, like, reassuring an ugly person, like, Listen, being perfect is not great.
Listen, you don't want to be the most beautiful person. My life is so boring.
I have nowhere to go because I'm already up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know, everyone's always complimenting me and talking to me.
Guys are constantly trying to touch my hand and
trying to explain to me what dating is and touch my cheek.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I wish I could be as flawed as you, honestly. It'd be so awesome.
It's quirky. Honestly, when you fall off a stage, everyone's like, oh my gosh, but I've never fallen off a stage before.
Yeah, people love you. They think you're adorkable. Dork, I could never be a dork. I have a modeling contract.
I'm perfect. But I am perfect. I can't control it.
I'm so perfect.
So Sam wakes up, but it's Loretta's consciousness.
What the hell? Yeah, truly a WTF moment.
I literally wrote WTF in my notes. I was not expecting this turn.
But great lip syncing.
Yeah, truly, honestly, yeah. Very honestly, impressive.
This voice it matched. So she wanders out out of the hospital bed. Everybody's a little
security moment where this patient just wanders out in the middle of the rain.
Also, wasn't she hooked up to machines?
Yeah,
she have to detach herself. So finally, she gets to go into the rain, and then Loretta leaves Sam's body.
We see that in the shift moment where she's twirling around. Yeah. She's gonna get sick, first of all.
Yeah. It's also lightning that comes through her body that pulls Loretta out.
That can't be healthy.
Yeah, no.
Can't be healthy.
And then she collapses.
She collapses. We don't know what happens. Is Sam still in there? Apparently, because she comes back.
Where's Loretta? Where's Loretta?
Yeah, now she loves Loretta. Now they're best friends. Then we cut to Sam singing an acoustic song on stage about, with lyrics, touching's not the only way to feel.
What?
Very meaningful with everything that's been going on.
Yeah.
Very bonkers. Also, lyrics in her song say there's no difference between teardrops and the rain. Then Roscoe congratulates
her. There is. Teardrops are salty as hell.
No difference.
Yeah, but when you're crying in the rain, it's the same thing.
It's swimming inside. In the rain.
Why are you crying in the rain?
Just
Sit down.
Cry in the shower, it's really nice because your tears just blend in with the water. Have you guys cried in the shower? It's great. You should try it.
No.
No?
No. Okay. No, I should. I wish I could.
Yeah.
I'm too perfect. I wish I could cry in the shower. I really wish I could.
I'm so perfect. I'm not every able to morning. Cry in the shower. No, I think releasing emotions is a very perfect thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all bottled up inside.
Like a genie in a bottle.
Yeah, right.
So, Roscoe congratulates her and kisses her. Yeah. And
boo.
There was a harmony.
I would have slapped his ass so hard.
Boo. Oh, now you like me?
Get the fuck off of me, sir.
But the thing is, is he only liking her because Loretta was part of her?
Yes.
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
I hate him.
Yeah. So... she was, during her song, there was a harmony, but who was the harmony? It wasn't her band members. It was the ghost of Loretta.
Ghost of a hologram.
And Roscoe says,
the ghost of a hologram.
The Zetabytes have a guardian angel, and she floats off to heaven, and there's an abrupt fade, and that's the end.
It's the most extra way to end a movie. Truly. I mean, jaw was hitting that floor. Yeah. Wow.
It was very wheelchairs, flying wheelchairs moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was up there. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, wow. This.
You have truly outdone yourself, Disney Channel, because this one, woohoo, this one.
Wow.
This ending, woo.
Well.
All right.
What's the moral of Pixel Perfect?
It's really hard to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Seriously.
If a man doesn't want you, that's a trash man.
Mm-hmm. It turns out, like, listen, straight men love shoulders. So. that's what I learned today.
And
it was like,
ears.
Oh shit. Mm-hmm. And ears.
Shoulders,
yeah, so.
And ears.
Listen.
Head, shoulder, ears, and
which
toes.
By the way, fellas, I've got ears and I've got shoulders.
Hey, I've got the full package. Ears,
it's so funny because straight men don't even see a face.
Yeah, no.
They just see shoulders and ears. Yeah. That's all they see.
Dang.
Eyes up here.
My ears are up here.
Wait. You want to be objectified?
Yes. My ears are over from my ear. My eyes are here. Yeah.
One ear's over here and the other's over here.
Yeah.
Oh god. Okay, let's guess ourselves. Who would we be in Pixel Perfect?
Oh no.
This one's tough because
yeah.
These characters aren't very likable.
I'm gonna say this. Claire,
mm-hmm.
I see you as Rachel.
Oh, okay.
The guitar player of the Zeta Bytes.
I like it.
Rachel, uh-huh. You play the drummer.
Okay.
You're the drummer. You have
I
that
like
drummer
that.
Energy.
Okay. Yeah. And Oscar, you are the entire Moist Toilet.
Yes!
Oh,
yes! Yes! Moist
there
Toilet!
It is.
Yes!
Moist Toilet.
I'm actually the band Moist Toilet who was playing after Moist
yeah,
Toilet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm also that girl who's like, I'll do anything to be in this band.
Oh! Oh, that's right. Those were the best characters.
Yeah.
Truly best characters. All right, let's time to write our Zaddy. What'd you think of the Zaddy in Pixel?
It is
Picture
a hard
Perfect
name.
Does he rate? Is he up there? Is he down there? Where is he?
I don't think he was bad looking. I'm trying to remember. He was fine and he seems smart, but he, you know, if we're talking, I mean, he didn't seem like a terrible dad. He just wasn't very communicative, but also his son seemed terrible. So so he's not like a bad dad, I don't think. But he would be a terrible person in a relationship, and he confessed to that because he said he's looking for perfection, and that's why he's been single most of his life, because if something's wrong, whatever. So I'll give him a this is too generous, but a bronze Zaddy.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like he was kind of absent. He was like a good dad, but I don't think he was really a Zaddy. So I'll give him a dad, but not in the harsh dad way.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Just a normal dad.
For me, he was cute.
Yeah.
I would date him. And you're right, Rachel. Like, yes, he might not be the perfect person. But listen, I wouldn't date the dad like 20 years ago when he clearly was a bit of a jerk. I would date him now because he's learning, like, oh, not everyone is perfect.
Damn.
So actually, I would rate him Silver Zaddy for me.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, and it's true. Silver he Zaddy. Does grow, I think, even within the movie. So
yeah. He also
knows?
Seems sad. And they do have help. Who makes them breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was so
yeah, like
weird.
Like an Alice type character.
Yeah. So I'm
we
like.
We don't see her. We don't know where she went.
Yeah. She doesn't get. Yeah. But I was like, I would like someone to make me breakfast. So.
You got to. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
if you marry him, you could.
Okay. Well, then. Platinum Zaddy right
Listen,
there.
Listen, he works in tech, baby.
Okay,
money,
did you just
funds.
Change it to platinum?
Yeah, he's platinum.
Okay, if I can marry him, then he's
going
to be platinum.
I'm going for money now. I've given up hope on love. I'm going for money.
Listen, no one is perfect, okay?
Yeah, except for me.
Sometimes the most perfect person just has a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being perfect, it's so hard.
It is hard.
It's so difficult.
It's very difficult.
The only thing I'm not perfect at is being perfect. Wait, what?
Wait, what?
And then you explode. All right, time to rate it.
Okay.
Out of five plaid cats.
Plaid cats.
How many plaid cats do you give Pixel Perfect?
Okay.
This one's tough.
Yeah.
I'm going to struggle with this one. I'll be honest.
Yeah, this one's hard because it is such a decom in that it surprised me at the end. So if I was going based on like how DCOM-y is this movie, it is very DCOM-y. But did I enjoy it? Not a lot. I didn't enjoy it as a kid, and I sometimes the ones I didn't enjoy as a kid, I end up liking as an adult, and I did not like this as an adult. I just thought the singing really gets me every single time. It needs to be the actors singing, or at least someone the same age as the actors singing. It just threw me off. If it's a singing movie, I want the songs to be good, and Moist Talent was the only one with a good song. And also, I want to get to know the band more. I thought Raviv's character, Roscoe, was annoying, even though I still have a huge crush on him. So gorgeous. But is he terrible? Yeah, he's terrible. Poor Samantha. So for all of that, I don't even know where I'm going. I'm giving it a 2.5 cats. And I'm going to recommend Julie and the Phantoms to everyone instead. Mm-hmm. And Hannah Montana.
So you gave a 2.5 plaid cats 2.5. And a DVD of Julie.
Yes. For people to, okay. Yeah. And then
to make up for the rest of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then watch Hannah Montana too.
Oh, and a Hannah Montana DVD.
I agree. It was so DCOM-y, but it wasn't like very fun DCOM-y. And then the end really threw me for a loop. But, I'm just going to give it 2.5. I can't even explain. I feel like it was fine, but really wild. Could have been way more fun. Could have been way, way more fun.
Yeah, when I heard about Pixel Perfect, I was like, oh, this is going to be like Weird Science. And then I was like, well, this is kind of more like Gem and the Holograms. But that's not quite right either. It does feel like that Black Mirror episode actually more. Was it a good movie? Absolutely not. But was it a movie that I liked? Yeah, I did. I did like it. I'm gonna say I liked it. The internet parts were so bonkers and bizarre that I was like, where's that movie? Honestly, like if the whole movie was just like a Wizard of Oz type of adventure where they go to the World Wide Web and they see the dogs that are the virus protectors, and then we see the email people, and then we see the search engines, like that's getting a 10 out of 5 stars for me. Like that's, where's that movie with like the
Ralph
crazy editing?
The internet. That's what that is.
That's
it really reminded me of that.
I rated that movie really high, but I'm talking in that cheap, early 2000s aesthetic that is so disgusting, that grimy grossness that is so such an aesthetic, like that's the movie I want to see. And honestly, I'm furious that they didn't give me that movie. Furious, because that's where the movie was at. I thought that's where Pixel Perfect was at in terms of the band and stuff like that. I didn't care about this movie. I only cared about Moist Talet, and I hope that they're doing okay.
Yeah.
So for that reason alone, and for the reason that they could have shown me a movie that could have been the movie, it's getting 2.5 plaid cats.
2.5 is across the board.
Wow. Yeah. It is a middle movie.
It's just, it is such a DCOM, but not in the satisfying way.
Yeah, I really wanted to see her shopping in the Japanese internet.
That would be very fun. But
that would have been problematic.
That could have been problematic. Girls, 2004.
I was thinking like America's Next Top Model when they go out for their go-sees or whatever and they go shopping.
Okay, because you know what else they did in America's Next Top Model, right?
A lot of bad things.
Well, it would be fun to see her going on a shopping spree of some kind.
Yeah.
Just like a normal mall shopping spree or internet
shopping
spree.
I'm sure they shot it and they were like, this feels racist even for 2004. Yeah. So let's not put it in there.
Okay. Well, because there would have been no, that would not be cool.
Yeah. You could have said Beverly Hills.
She went to Japan. Drive. I don't know.
That's true. There is a weird undertone of her, like, the Asian-inspired outfits.
You know what? She reminds me of my freshman roommate, who was one of those people who's obsessed with Asian culture.
Yeah, there really was that weird thing in the 2000s, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Yeah. Yeah.
Strange.
Well, but you know what? We're not in the 2000s anymore. Mm-mm. We're here in 2021.
Yeah.
Thriving and living and judging the shit out of Pixel Perfect. But I don't know about you. I want to get the fuck out of 2004 internet. Let's take the search engine to find the next DCOM movie. What y'all say?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good. All
right. Thank you so much for listening to Inside the Disney Vault. I'm Oscar.
I'm Claire.
I'm Rachel.
Bye.
Wow, we made it out of Pixel Perfect.
Barely.
Yeah. I almost didn't upload correctly out of there. Did I say that right? Yeah. Right?
Yep, you. Yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yep. Mm-hmm. Sounds right to me.
Well, what's next?
Going to the mat.
Woo! Wrestling.
I guess. Oh, no. I have not seen this one.
A sports DCOM. Oh, no. Why? Why?
Every time. Andy it could be Lawrence. Good. I don't know. It could be good.
These are the two things I know. These are the two things I know. Andy Lawrence and wrestling.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
Does he play a guy named Matt?
I mean, it's spelled with one T. But then again, it could be. He could be.
Yeah.
Does he play his brother Matthew Lawrence?
Now that's a good movie.
I wish Matthew Lawrence was on. Can we give a retroactive Zaddy rating for Matthew Lawrence? He's a platinum Zaddy.
No, he's not. Joey Lawrence is a platinum Zaddy.
No!
You know where we stand with this, Rachel. Claire, you're the tiebreaker. What do you decide?
Let's not get into it.
Matthew or Joey?
Yeah.
Matthew.
Yeah!
Oh my God! You know what? Let the listeners decide.
Oh, so tell I'm not the tiebreaker.
You know what? Tell us who your favorite Lawrence brother is. And Claire, how do people communicate with us who their favorite Lawrence brother is?
Oh well, you can talk to us on Twitter at @ITDVPodcast, or you can talk to us on Instagram at @InsideTheDisneyVault. Or if you want more content from us, like video versions of these podcasts or special viewing parties or other fun little doodads, you can talk to us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/InsideTheDisneyVault.
Wow.
Yeah, and if you feel so inclined, please rate and review us, 5 stars, please, at Apple Podcasts. That would be so awesome if you could do that.
Very cool. Very fun. It helps other people find us. It helps add to our fun group that we got going because we love chatting with y'all. And it's very cool and fun. Mm-hmm. And we hope you're following along, watching along. We love getting messages from you all listening.
Yeah.
We
love it. But seriously, tell us who your favorite Lawrence brother is. but you know what? While we discuss, we're going to go... Going to the mat. We're going to the mat. Yeah. Is that how you say it?
We're going to. Yeah. Yes.
Going to the mat. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I'm just going to the mat. But then I'm going to the mat.
Yeah. But I'm going to go to Matthew Lawrence.
Going to Matt.
All right. We'll see you next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Mia.
Hey, it's Allie.
And we host the Rom-Com Review Podcast, P.S. I Love Rom-Coms.
Each week, we'll have incredible guests come and discuss a new rom-com, grand gestures, meet-cutes, and of course, that elusive chemistry. Mia, what are you doing holding that giant boombox over your head? I'm hoping to win over listeners with this grand gesture. Take us back! Find a new episode every week and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by Campfire Media. Wow, you're still holding that boombox.
Yeah, I've got great upper body strength. Thanks, CrossFit.
P.S. I love rom-coms.
I love rom-coms.
Campfire.